Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe McKinney Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. That's the best way to make it happen. Got a lot going on. Tucker Carlson now. We'll talk about that with Kimberly Marin after the break. Although, I'm not surprised. I don't know why he didn't go out on his own earlier. Now, look, when I say that, you know I know they forced him out. There's no way they didn't force him out. Because he was one of those, and they don't care. They got the money. And, you know, he was one of those guys that just wanted to get it out there, wanted to get the information out there. Do I think he's 100% right on all the time now? Of course I don't. But the reality is again, they didn't like. He was taking a lot of big names. Nothing stopped the man. Nothing got in his way. So you could just see the direction this whole thing is heading in. These people don't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Well, I thought you guys get a kick out of this, because I am. These people, Levi's, for instance. The advertisements that they're putting up right now, they're coming through online. I don't know if some of you caught this or not. They have an ad online right now. And here's what it says. Hey there. So Mother's Day is just around the corner, and before we start bombarding you with mom-related content, we just wanted to check with you first. We know motherhood and all the associated feelings, emotions, and memories can be tricky and even triggering for some people. The last thing we want to do is hit you with celebratory yay mom energy that doesn't match up with your vibe. So this year, we're giving you the option to opt out of our Mother's Day content by clicking here. God. But don't worry. We'll put your email on a special list. That way, we can make sure that only those who actively want Mother's Day-related information throw up. We'll receive it, and those who don't, won't. It's really that simple. Oh, God bless America. Okay, here's another one for you. I don't even know what company this is. Never heard of this company before. They're called Mac. That might be Apple or something. We understand that Mother's Day can be a difficult time for some of us. If you'd rather not receive emails about the holiday this year, just let us know by following the link below. Don't worry, we'll still keep you updated on the latest trends and offers and you won't miss a thing. I just don't understand why they're going down this road. Are they worried about maybe I'm not trying to be insensitive, but are they worried about moms maybe that lost children? I don't know. Large electronics store says, we know Mother's Day and Father's Day can be sensitive times for some. If you'd like to hop out of our emails and push notifications for these holidays, just tap below. Don't worry. You'll still receive all our other, I'm sure. Yeah, I know. Like it's going to stop them from doing anything else, right? You know what I'm saying? Anyway. What? Is Joe at therealside.com. Joe at, send me an email. Explain to me what is so bad about Mother's Day. What triggers you about Mother's Day? And again, look, I'm not trying to be insensitive. I know some people maybe can't get pregnant or because of a biological issue, nothing else. Maybe some kind of disease they have, whatever it is. Or maybe they lost a baby, the only baby they tried to give birth to. I don't know. I'm not talking about that. I'm not making fun of that person. You know exactly what's going on here. Another one. We understand that Mother's Day may be a difficult time for some. Click on the button below if you'd prefer to be removed from our additional emails for these holidays. Oh, so they are doing additional emails, huh? But I mean, seriously, people. Why? What is so offensive? See, that's the problem. The people are offended by everything. And because they're offended by everything, you got to go out of your way to put disclaimers up? Are we for real? How come I never get, I don't know, if you're offended by men dressed up as women, overly made up as women, shaking their butt cheeks in front of a kid's face, click here to opt out. I don't get those. It just never stops. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don Lemon joins the ranks of the unemployed, at least for the moment. Somebody will pick him up, that poor guy. You know, seriously. Here was a guy, I wonder if he thought he could get away with almost anything. In all sincerity. Who was going to stop him? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. It's really, and not informed by every wacktoid of the planet, okay? What was it? The SpaceX launch as of recently. Some of the wacks are saying the explosion is proof that we have a flat Earth. I'm still trying to figure out how that's proof we have a flat Earth. But they say, you know, notice the way the moon looked. Notice the way, you know, they just went through a whole bunch of stuff. You're going, okay, right. And the explosion proved that. Got it. All right. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time and her perspective. And Kimberly, you are a birthing person, right?
No, I'm a mother.
I'm not a birthing person. I am a mother. And I can be a mother, you know whatter, if they continue.
You know, I did at the opening, I saw that there are companies out there that are actually apologizing or making it. Now, I don't know if you heard me when I said, look, if you had a miscarriage, if you had a stillborn, if you had something like that, I get it. Maybe it's a little hard for you, okay? But not everybody else has to be punished for that. But I understand. But this is not what this is referring to in any way, shape, manner, or form. Okay?
No. Why would they start doing this all of a sudden?
Right.
You know? So stupid.
Yeah. They're afraid of the yay bomb energy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Everybody else wants to celebrate moms, but you don't, so we're going to cater to you.
Isn't that funny?
The whole thing is very strange. They're all just freaks.
Total freaks. But it's like everything is to the lowest common denominator. Like, everything is, you know, if what is it, 0.02% of the population is transgender, then we have to spend 80% of our time, resources, and energy making sure they're taken care of, or what we perceive is taken care of. If 0.2% of these people that are upset over Mother's Day or Father's Day, then we have to go out of our way to make sure that they're taken care of. But we don't, and when the heck did that start happening?
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous part. It's like, why are we catering to this small percentage? I'm pretty sure they are, you know, deal with it on a regular basis if they have something that bothers them, and they know how to deal with it, and that's fine. I don't know why all of a sudden we're catering to all this tiny minority in the country all the time.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. Okay, let's hit some of the non-volatile news. I don't know, what is that guy? Carlson, Tucker Carlson, we'll say, left Fox. Apparently, Friday was his last show, and everybody's talking about this. You brought up something on a Twitter feed, which I believe, I think is very true. This has something to do, A, with the settlement. I think, B, it was interesting. I don't know if you and I talked about this early on, but it was interesting that when he got the January 6th videos, and he actually started to play them, he got through one night, and all of a sudden they stopped.
Right.
So it's a lot more to this than we couldn't come up with a number.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right, I agree. You know, I was thinking, oh, you know, now that you bring that up, yeah, you're right. And a lot of people on the left are like, he should be forced to resign. And apparently it was Rupert Murdoch himself who wanted his resignation.
Yeah, just amazing. They've really gone so far to the side, it's pathetic. And apparently, his numbers, he beat every other, you know, news outlet, well, if that's what you want to call it, CNN, MSNBC, and so on, in that hour. All of them, you add them all up, he still had them beat.
Yep, exactly. So, he's making them a lot of money.
Yeah, there is no way in God's creation that he got pushed out for any other reason. And when you think about it, look at it. What did he do? He did an interview with Trump, I think last week or something like that. He did an interview with Elon Musk a few weeks ago. And he has been all over the Biden family as a crime family.
Right. Well, because they are. But, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing I don't, you know, as you know, I don't watch television much, but if I was going to watch a show, you know, I've seen some of his segments, et cetera, and he would talk about and bring up topics that a lot of people wouldn't talk about.
Yep.
You know, which is good, because too many people are too cowardly to actually talk about the things that are really going on in this country.
Right. No, I agree with you. I mean, everybody else is talking about the distraction, right, stuff. I mean, when you think about it, are you still hearing about what's going on over in the Middle East? I mean, the Biden stuff with the laptop. What are you hearing about? Look, put the different news stories in silos and see what's getting the most attention. And you know which one is real at that point.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's the sad part. That's really the sad part about this country.
Oh, hey, and think about this. He had almost 4 million viewers a night. I mean, which is just astronomical numbers. But the more, when you look at ads, when you look at these advertising agencies and you talk about the demographics that they're looking for, he was tagging 25 to 54-year-olds. Now, think about that, right? I mean, 18, 19, 20, are you really paying attention to the news? You're kind of getting bits and pieces, right? But when do you really start to sit down and you're listening to the news, you're trying to work it through, you're trying to understand it?
Right.
Right? Mid-20s? Mid to late 20s?
Maybe later.
I was just thinking, because supposedly your brain finished developing at, like, what, 26?
25.
Or 25, yeah. Okay. So yeah. There you go. Now, are they curious? Are they looking? Are they whatever?
They should be, yeah, at least reading the news, but, yeah.
Words, I'm sorry. Did you just swear on the show? Did you say reading?
Yeah, sorry. Well, you still have to read it. You still have to read it.
Why do you think the internet, any one of these websites will actually read the page to you? Yeah, they're not reading anymore.
Oh my God, that's so bad. Yeah, you're right. That is true.
Oh God. I mean, seriously, there was no other reason, right? It read documents to you and all that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. God. Hey, we don't need to do anything anymore for ourselves, right?
No. Why bother?
Right, exactly.
Oh, God bless. All right. Can I do this one? Yeah, I can do this one. All right. No, I can't do this one. You're just going to have to wait. We're going to talk about Joey V. On the other side of the break, you watch your children. We've been telling you that for a long time. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The decision for Fox News to part ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson came from Fox Corp Chairman Rupert Murdoch himself. That's according to a report from the Los Angeles Times, which cited people familiar with the situation. The newspaper sources said a number of reasons factored into the decision, including a discrimination lawsuit and Carlson's coverage of the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Meanwhile, at CNN, Longtime anchor Don Lemon, who's come under fire recently for comments many viewed as sexist, was given his walking papers on Monday. President Biden will host the president of South Korea this week at the White House for a state visit.
Our economic and people-to-people ties will be front and center on this visit. The Republic of Korea has invested over $100 billion in the United States.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, they're also expected to discuss the threat of North Korea and war in Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Don't be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. All right, listen. A few words now from our illustrious leader.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Yeah. Kimberly. Kimberly Moran joins me. Children of the state. Where have we heard that before? Was it?
Hillary Clinton, didn't she write a book, It Takes a Village?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Some crap, you know, like that.
You got
garbage.
Let's not forget, you know what? Stalin, right? Hitler.
Oh, God, yeah. Yep.
Right? I mean,
they all wanted your kids.
Well, they knew if they got your kids, they had the country.
Yep. And they could, you know, get everyone else.
Yeah.
Because the kids would then be turning you in.
God. And because we don't. Because our young people don't truly understand or know history, actually.
No, nope, they're not taught it on purpose.
Right. And this is what we run into. This is what happens.
Yep.
I mean, hey,
yep, exactly.
Off topic a little bit, the Joey B. Have you read and do you give any credence to the Ashley Biden diaries?
I have not read. And I don't know. So...
let me ask you, because people have sent it to me over the weeks. I do look through some of it, and some of it's pretty disgusting. But
yeah,
you sit here and you wonder, you know, has anybody checked it out yet?
Oh, of course. I think they have, and I think it's probably true, which is why they have completely blown it off and ignored it.
Oh, yeah, like a laptop, right?
Right. Yep. God, nope, that's not a topic we're going to talk about.
No. And they're afraid. They want to make sure nobody talks about it either.
Right.
Yeah. You know, again, it never stops. These people... But we've swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. The American people believe pretty much... I'm not going to say they believe everything that comes out of the White House, but they don't do anything to fight it, to combat, to push back on it. A very small number of people like you and I that are out there going, wait a minute, pay attention. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to that, right?
And part of that is the media. The media stopped doing their actual job decades ago, but they've only gotten worse and worse and worse and more obviously biased over the recent years, really, in my opinion, and it's probably been worse, but when I noticed it was during the Obama years. I mean, that's why I got involved in politics, because they were sketched. I knew they were sketchy, but I didn't know how bad. So, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
People don't know. Like, if you don't know, if you're reading what the news is giving you, doing your due diligence, thinking I am being a good doobie. I'm reading the news every day. I'm up on, you know, current events, etc. And then you're not being given the truth. You're not being told the truth. You're not being told all the actual current events that are going on in this world and in this country.
Yeah.
So
No, but I was going to say to you, when I go looking, I do the hard work. I go over to CNN. MSNBC. I go look and see how they're reporting, because that'll give me a hint as to what the truth is. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because whatever they're saying, it's the opposite.
Most of the time. You're exactly right. And the other thing I do, because I get a kick out of it, is I think it is, I think it's MSN. When you, one of their websites, they say they kind of pull together everybody's. And which is great, because when you look up on the screen, you can see how they're all reporting on the same exact thing. Story.
And they're reporting it the same way. That's the other thing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the left always reports it almost verbatim. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the key. If they're reporting it all the same, the narrative has been created. They've been told what they should report on, how they should report on it, and this is what you get.
Yep.
And
yeah.
They claim their news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. So, you know, we've got another situation right now, and you know we've got is it Syria, where we've
Sudan.
Not sure. Where?
Sudan? Are you talking about Sudan or somewhere
yeah,
else?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm thinking anyway.
Well, there's so many places under since Biden's been president.
Well, yeah, I'm reading about these different areas, right? And so now in the Sudan, do you know that we still have 16,000 Americans there? That
yes,
yeah, we pulled out. You heard the Secretary of State earlier talk about, what did he say? I don't want to screw this up too badly, but basically he said, look, many of the people, ready for this one? Many of the people remaining have dual citizenship, and we're waiting for us to tell them that they want to leave. But for now, we're asking them to shelter in place until we can find out how to get them out, because it's too hard and too volatile.
How many countries have we had to pull out of in an emergency since Biden's been in office?
I would say probably at this point, I'd have to look for sure, but I'd guess at a half a dozen, you know?
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, so.
I don't see how, but see, we're not going to get all the reports on this. We're not going to get the proper reports. We're not going to get the story behind it.
Oh,
we're
no.
just going to get what the left machine wants to feed. And what they tell their minions in the media to say.
Yep. No, no question about it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Again, they'll tell you that the reports you're hearing are wrong, but in reality, 16,000 Americans. You're going to tell me all 16,000 people have dual citizenship? Is that what you're saying? Are you telling me you didn't know that this was? What was is our intelligence agency either sleeping or not caring, or are they too busy trying to cover up for the Bidens?
I don't know what they're doing. Well, again, like I always say, this is all intentional. So everything they do it for a reason.
Oh, no question. Absolutely no question about it. But we'll see how that pans out. And I'm really disappointed that they don't already have the story together to blame Trump for why the issue in Sudan is his fault. I'm sure.
I'm really surprised they haven't, because didn't he broker some peace deal with the Abrams Pact or something?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where is that? Right. I mean, what have they done with it?
Everything Democrats touch turns to crap. And it's intentional.
Dude, they're like locusts. Okay, they come in, they take everything and move on, and there's nothing left.
You know what? Locusts are at least useful because some other animals will eat them. Democrats are not useful at all.
Again, they really believe. You know, growing up in a mafia area, they don't see this. But they really believe people who try to join up next to them or go alongside them and do what they want, they'll throw you away. They'll do you. Look at what are we up to? 31 mysterious suicides and or killings by robbery on people who had information on the Clintons, right?
Right.
They were now. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying, think about it.
Suicide once.
Right.
I mean, that's not just a joke, people. There's some like legitimate questions to back that kind of stuff up.
Yeah.
Like legitimate concerns.
I mean, I'm kind of embellishing here, but I mean, you know, truly, a guy commits suicide by stabbing himself in the back 47 times. You know, I mean, a guy on a motorcycle apparently hit the back of a trailer, beheaded himself, but the motorcycle doesn't have any scratches on it. I mean, come on, help me out there, right? The guy that was robbed in the street who had information on Hillary in D.C. there, but he was merely killed, but nobody took anything from him.
Right. He was robbed, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he was robbed. Right. I mean, a couple of people found hanging with their hands tied behind their back, so apparently they committed suicide. I mean, these, to your point, I'm not joking. This is serious.
Right. This is serious stuff. Like, and the media doesn't report on this because they're in the tank for them.
I mean,
we haven't had a real media in years.
No, sure. I'll give you that one. I mean, seriously. But can you imagine the look on somebody's face when you just say, yeah, you know, so-and-so who used to work for the Clintons committed suicide, and the police are puzzled by how his hands were tied behind his back. They would never report that part of it, you know?
Nope.
So, anyway. God, now you got me going. You know, we, in talking about Tucker going, Bongino is out, too, there.
Yeah. Did anybody say why with Bongino?
Well, same thing with him. He claimed that they couldn't come to a negotiating, they couldn't come to an amount.
Oh.
Yeah, I find this, yeah, anyway. All right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. If you're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Just be part of the solution. It's really that simple. All right, so look, I think I'm becoming a believer in global warming, cooling, climate crisis change. Okay? And let me bring her in. Kimberly Gruen joins me. She does every week. Kimberly, it was 3 weeks ago, we actually had snow where I'm at. All right?
Uh-huh.
It's about every 20 years, believe it or not, it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
And we actually had snow. And then we had some of those nights where you'd go outside and, you know, the old New England where your lungs freeze when you breathe in kind of thing.
Yes.
And then we had 4 or 5 days of 72 degree weather. The last couple of days have been in the 90s. And now they're talking about dropping back to the 60s. So I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, you know. I wonder what's happening.
Sounds like you have a menopausal Mother Nature up there.
Oh, God. You know, but
send your emails to Joe.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that so much. But no, seriously, it is funny with all this stuff, and it gives the eco freaks a reason to go like, see, look at what's happening in California.
Like, no, Joe, what is it? When I drove to North Carolina last week, and as I'm driving through, the day I leave, it's like 80 in New Hampshire, and as I'm driving through New York, it's 95 or 99 or something ridiculous. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm leaving somewhere where like, it's chilly so I can go to somewhere where it's nicer and, you know, get a taste of spring, and this is what I'm going to deal with right now. I had my AC on in my vehicle.
Yeah, as of late in the studio, I'm able to just open the door and hang out, and I usually don't have a problem, but it was too hot today. So, yeah, I've got it cranked up. All right. So, you know, I'm not into the whole conspiracy stuff. Never have been. Always am very, very, I just don't want to jump on some of these stories when they first come out.
Of course.
Because, you know, you got the hardcore right-wing whacks, you got the hardcore left-wing whacks, right? So, you know, look at what's going on now with January 6th, and, you know, you think about what went on with Tucker Carlson, and, you know, him getting the videos, hit really hard shortly after he got them, been ripping up on this Epps guy, and all of a sudden he's gone. Now, remember, he only ran one night of videos.
Right.
So you have to stop and think, knowing how he operates, knowing how he does things, why would he stop after one night?
Right.
You know? And I guess Ray Epps was on 60 Minutes over the weekend or last weekend. Did you know about that?
I did not, because I don't watch that garbage TV.
But, you know, he did the interview, and now he says, look, you know, I'm forced to live in an RV. I'm hiding. I have death threats over this whole FBI informant conspiracy. But if I remember the video, and I couldn't find it, I'm sure it's out there all over the place, but wasn't he telling them that, you know, we have to go in, we have to actually go in?
He was the one inciting people to actually go into the Capitol building. He did it that the night before, and he did it that morning. And people on that video were saying, no, dudes, he's a fed, he's a fed.
Oh, yeah, you see them yelling, no, 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 don't do it.
Don't do it, exactly. So it's all crap. If anyone should have been charged with insurrection, it would have been him.
Yep. Yeah.
No, he gets no charges.
Well, none of their people get. Look at this. You think about everything that's gone down with Biden, the information we have on him, the banking information they have on him now, who the big guy actually is. We see it because we see how the money moved its way into his account. Right? I mean, look at all the information you have on the Biden family. You've got nothing. And who are they pounding on? Trump on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No, we're never going to get the truth. They don't want it to come out. And it's not going to. They would rather, you know, bother people just trying to make a living, you know, making them do whatever. Than actually get to the truth of what the corrupt politicians in this country are doing.
Yeah. It's, again, we are going to have to make, and I don't think we have the belly for it anymore. I really don't. We're going to have to make so much noise in order to get somebody to pay attention. I don't know how you pull this off, but I'm not guessing.
Who's going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, you've got people like Tucker Carlson that was doing some of it. I'll give Newsmax, as much as I'm not over-the-top fan of, but, you know, you look at Newsmax, and they could put Carlson there, and I'm sure they would pick up all kinds of viewers, and nobody there, it looks like, nobody there has been told what to say and how to say. The only thing that bothers me, I think you and I talked about this off-air, is when they came to the agreement with Dish, and it was obvious that a press release had been put together. The commentators have been told what to say and how to say it, that they finally came to an agreement. It was never Dish's intention to, you know, take us off. Well, why didn't they leave them on while the negotiation was going on?
Right.
Doesn't cost them anymore.
Nope. Exactly. Yeah, who knows?
No. But, again, that's the only thing that really bothered me with the Newsmax stuff. But other than that, for the most part, They lay it out there. They're not all Trumpers. They're not all, you know, 100% on board with some of the, you know, the hardcore right-wing conspiracies. So
right.
Are they 100% down the middle? No, but they're a heck of a lot closer. Now, Fox, we're going to lose them altogether.
I've never seen Newsmax at all. I mean, I've read, you know, the stuff, but I've never seen it.
Grab their app. Take a look once in a while. It's, again, it's not bad. There are some people that are real. I mean, and matter of fact, they have some commentators that are very much like Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They're just not as well known as he is, and he wasn't always as well known either.
So, right.
Anyway.
That's true.
Okay. Now the one that'll really give you agita for the night. There are names now starting to pop up. You know, top Democrats likely to, you know, be side by side with Joey B as his vice president, you know, choice. There's a lot going on.
They're going to ditch Kamala?
Yeah.
Is that racism and sexism?
Well, they'll prove what she said during the you know, presidential debates, and this word that they're not going to debate.
I heard that too. Yeah. Somebody, there's a big lefty I follow on Twitter who said that the DNC has to debate. You know, they have to show debates for everybody.
Yeah. Good luck. They got
right,
nothing.
Exactly. No.
Right? You look at the last election, how many Democrat governors are actually in office? How many of them actually debated? How many of them actually went out there and took on their challenger? I venture to say maybe one or two, but not many.
Right.
So,
Sorry. I'm on the air with you, sticking my hand down a bulldog's mouth.
Don't send pictures, okay?
I will not. It's just, I don't even know what she got something, and that's what she, I told you she was barking at something.
Well, whatever it is, she got it now.
Sorry about that. No, I got it out of her mouth.
Okay.
I don't play that. I don't put up with that crap from these guys. Oh, my God, yeah, but now I have a slimed hand.
Yeah, well, you're done in a few minutes anyway. Just let it drip dry for a moment.
So gross. Sorry. Yeah. Doesn't happen often, but it does happen sometimes, especially when I'm on a call with you.
Oh, God. It's my voice that drives him nuts, apparently. How about Susan Rice?
She's not going anywhere. Yeah, she might be gone in that official position, but commies don't stray far from the pack. Come on now. America haters stick together. She will still be doing something in some capacity.
Well, she'll have a lot more power than him. They're probably hoping if they get her in that position and everything goes well, they might even be able to run her for president 4 years later. I don't think he stands a chance, but that's just me. All right?
What do you mean? They'll make sure he wins again.
Stop it. Just give me a moment to smile a little bit, okay? And then Joey Biden.
Maybe your buddy Gavin will run.
Oh, God. Oh, Mr. Slimy himself. I mean, he truly is looking more and more every day like a used car salesman, isn't he?
Oh, my God. I saw him today, and I was like, what the heck?
And we are falling apart. He's out of the state. We're having all kinds of issues out here. And could care less. Not interested in... Do you know he's talking about allowing lithium mines here in California?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought he was an enviro wacko.
He wants to do that, but destroys the
environment.
Because we can't get what we need for the electric cars, he's willing to open up the state. Think about that. And the wacks on the left are going, he's so smart. That way we do it all here. Are we going to use 12-year-old kids too?
See, that's the thing. They know nothing about the stuff they want us to put into place. They know nothing about it and how much it damages the environment and the fact that, you're right, they use slave labor to extract it from the environment.
Imagine if they had to pay union wages. They wouldn't be able to make it work. Anyway.
Well, they can't make it work anyway. Electric cars are crap.
All right, quick. How can people find you?
ConservativeIND at GraniteGrog.com.
All right, cool. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Dr. B, Dr. Bridget, she's going to analyze me when we come back.